It's Weekends on All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz, and it's time now for music. By way of Cory Doctorow, who spends a lot of time on the internet.
Stop typing.
Cory is one of the founders of Boing Boing. That's one of the most popular blogs on the internet. And a couple of years ago, he stumbled across quite possibly the most bizarre video he had ever seen.
Yeah, I don't remember where I found it, but I remember the first time I saw it, absolutely.
It was a music video from the 1970s. Black and white, a lot of dancers in black unitards in a hall of mirrors. It looked European, but there was something strange about the lyrics.
We'll stay in the shoes now, and whole building scene, then a whole rate, maybe get the color boss dying.
Cory Doctorow could not place the language. Then he noticed the description on the video. It said, what English sounds like to foreigners.
It actually reminded me a lot of a friend of mine who, his background is Canadian and Finnish. And he was always able to talk in nonsense Finnish in a way that Finns, when they heard it was like his greatest party trick. And that's exactly what it sounded like to me. I finally had the experience of what it's like to be on the other side of that. It really sounded English-y.
After Cory posted the video on Boing Boing, it went viral, and soon the real source of that video was revealed. It was a 1972 song by Italian pop star Adriano Celentano. And Celentano is one of the biggest stars in Italy. Imagine the love child of Jim Carrey, Bill Maher, and Tom Jones, and you get Celentano. Anyway, this track, it turns out, was a huge hit across Europe at the time. It's called Prison Col in Ensenan Chiuso, a title, like the lyrics, that is complete gibberish, totally nonsensical. But it still managed to top the charts and has even been called the world's first rap song. And since the track's 40th anniversary is this weekend, well, we had to get the story behind it from Adriano Celentano himself, who we reached in Milan.
Hello.
Through interpreter Sim Smiley.
Buongiorno, sono Guy Raz. Buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
All right, explain this song to us. What is this song? How did this song come about?
Ma... Ho sempre pensato, devo dire che io sono da quando ho cominciato
a cantare. Ever since I started singing, I was very influenced by American music and everything Americans did. So at a certain point, since I like American slang, which for a singer is much easier to sing than to sing in Italian, I thought that I would write a song which would only have as its theme the inability to communicate. And to do this, I had to write a song where the lyrics didn't mean anything. So to make a comparison, it's like what happened with the Tower of Babel. Everyone wanted to go towards the sky, and they were punished because God confused all the languages and no one understood each other anymore. This is the reason why I wrote this song.
You actually wrote down those lyrics. You actually wrote words down that are not really words.
Quindi lei ha scritto giù per carta il testo della canzone, giusto?
No, non ho scritto il testo. Io ho fatto adesso.
I don't know if I can make this comparison in musical terms, but no, I didn't write down the text. I made a loop.
Un loop.
Of four beats.
Quattro battute di batteria.
Four drum beats.
Cominciato a improvvisare un.
And so then I went to the microphone in the recording studio and I started improvising. And I improvised the melody and the music. And then I called the orchestra. And based on that song, I made the arrangements.
So when I hear the song, right, let me tell you what it sounds like to me.
Si.
My eyes widen, and it goes and goes and he's oh, I. Freezing cold and ensign on tuzo. All right. Is that about right?
Più o meno così.
Non è esattamente così.
It's not exactly like that.
Vuole che gliela canti io?
Do you want me to sing it
please,
for you?
Yes, yes,
prego,
please.
Prego.
I eyes my sense let any girl sotto with pizzle eyes. You the man, you a prison calling and sin I choose all right.
Oh, right.
L'unica parola americana, secondo me, è giusta, è all right.
I think the only correct word in all of this is the American word, all right.
And that actually is the word, all right.
E di fatto è proprio così la parola.
È così, sì. All right.
All right. Well, I should not sleep in the kind of the same till I'm just an orbit off home, had a good time, till I'm face to go.
Is this what American English sounds like to you?
E quindi alle sue orecchie l'americano inglese suona proprio così?
Sì, certo.
Yes,
esattamente così.
Exactly like that.
That's cool. I wish it sounded like that.
Fantastico. Magari suonasse così.
Allora, quando è uscita in Italia,
when it came out in Italy, no one noticed it.
Nessuno l'ha capita.
No one understood it.
Poi dopo è successo che
and
io,
then I did it again several years later on TV, a show with the schoolgirls, and I was their teacher.
Scolare, e io facevo il maestro.
Prison cold in ancient nights, you all.
You the cold maids say one. Prison cold in ancient nights, you all. All right.
This was quite striking, and so it hit the number one spot immediately in Italy.
In Italia, poi anche in Francia, in Germania.
In France too, in Germany.
In Belgio. In
Belgium, Luxembourg.
All over Europe.
In tutta Europa.
In tutta Europa, sì, ma mi ricordo.
Yes, and I remember that in the States it hit the number 86 spot.
Wow, I'm amazed that you can still do the. You know, with the rolling of your tongue. How do you do that?
That's what you mean, right?
Incredible.
Incredible.
Adriano Celentano, thank you so much.
Adriano Celentano, tantissime grazie.
Grazie, grazie.
And if you want to see Adriano Celentano's music video for Prison Call and Ensign Cuso, check out our website, npr.org.
All the differences stand, light is choosing, my man. You've a costume, the man is called Dorado Girls.